Moonchild was blowing bubbles. Big pearly moon bubbles they were, floating off into outer space. Some burst upon the spikes of stars. Some floated all the way to Earth and burst wherever they landed. One landed by an Earth baby's ear. Pop, it went, wrapping the child up in silence. But this was no ordinary silence. This was the silence of the moon. "What's wrong with our child?" said the Earth baby's father, who happened to be a king.
"My baby doesn't smile when I sing," said the Earth baby's mother, who happened to be a queen. "He doesn't listen for his name."
Louder and louder she called.
"Orla! Orla! Orla!"
They sent for the royal soothsayer. She shook a silver rattle by the baby's ear. Orla did not turn his head.
"Your child cannot hear us," said the soothsayer.
"Can't hear?" said the queen. "You mean the royal prince is deaf?"
"Oh no, not deaf," said the soothsayer. "This child can hear, but not earth sounds with his ears. He hears different sounds in a different way."
"That can't be so," said the king and queen. "Of course he can hear us."
But no matter how the king and queen shouted, their son did not hear them. Because he could not hear, Orla did not learn to speak. The king and queen were heartbroken. How could their child ever be king? Orla became known as the Silent Prince. His parents sent far and wide for people to help him, but nothing worked. Until one day when Orla was 5 years old. He was playing in the palace gardens alone when he spied a moonbird in a tree. The moonbird spread his patterned wings and spoke to Orla.
"Follow me," said the bird.
Orla was so surprised to hear a voice that he could only do as he was told. There was magic in the moonbird's song. Whoever heard it found themselves in a moon garden, where fruit and flowers grew never seen on earth, and where animals had magical powers.